This is 5 Minute Friday!
Welcome everyone to this episode, a very special one because we have a special human being on, a dear friend of mine that I've connected with recently who is up to a big game in life and is looking to transform the world and the health that we experience in the world. His name is Gunnar Lovelace, and he is a serial entrepreneur in nonprofits, technology, fashion, and real estate. But most recently, he is the founder and co-CEO of Thrive Market, which is the largest e-commerce company in LA and is revolutionizing the health food industry.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Now, it seems like it'd be a lot to learn how to create this like animation cartoon company at 21, essentially, and teach and then understand how to teach education at the same time. Did you have a lot of people working with you? How big was the company?
It was about 20 of us.
20 of you.
So it wasn't a big company. But
you started it yourself?
Yes,
you were the founder?
Started it, and then we ended up selling the company about a year into the into the project.
That's pretty quick.
Which was great. I mean, it wasn't a huge hit, but it was a great, you know, it was like 21, and I had a nice win. And yeah, I mean, for me personally, I think one of the things that has always been my orientation to life is just like learn as ferociously as possible. And it's one of the things that I tell a lot of my other entrepreneurial friends, particularly women that I think are actually more qualified than men often, but think that they need to know more and prepare more. And I think that we often overthink what we need to do next. And instead, the most valuable thing that we can do is just put ourselves into the situation, get into the driver's seat, make the mistakes, and see the real world dynamic instead of try to overthink it. And that to me personally has been such a powerful learning lesson over and over and over again. Like I've never built a company like Thrive Market before.
Right.
You know, we're 400 employees. I've never operated with 400 employees before, but you know, you just have to like, you lean into it and you're honest with yourself and honest with your leadership team and make a lot of mistakes and make sure that there's a culture that it's okay to make mistakes while still being very oriented towards excellence and performance. And just be willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such, and I know you share that. I mean, that's what your work's all about.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that because a lot of entrepreneurs that reach out or email me, and I'm sure you get the same thing, they're always asking a lot of questions. They have fears, they have doubts, concerns about putting themselves out there, creating a product or a company. And they always ask, how did you do it? And I'm always like, to be honest, I was just so ignorant about how to do it that I didn't have the fear of looking bad or looking silly. I was willing to put myself out there and try.
Right.
And take a lot of action over and over and make mistakes.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people just aren't willing to make those mistakes.
Right.
They don't want to look bad in their family or friends. It sounds like that's what you did. You were just willing to put yourself out there and learn as you
They're like learning opportunities.
Exactly.
It is a mistake, but it's also compost for what's going to come next.
Right,
it's like a fertile terrain for which the next seed will come.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's that willingness to just fall down over and over again and pick yourself back up. And there's going to be things that really work well. And all it takes is a few things to work well.
That's it. You don't have to be perfect at everything.
That's right. And you look at most people that have been really successful in their lives, they've all had similar experiences, you know? And I think, you know, you sound like you had inherent confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I was really insecure. And I've always used fear as like a teacher for me. So like wherever I was afraid of something, I would be like, okay, I'm really terrified of this. So I'm actually going to go try to do it because I'm really scared of this. And I can tell like that just became an early teacher for me. Mm-hmm. And I think as you know, to the point of the conversation, I think it's such a powerful thing just to be willing to take the plunge, get into it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love the mantra, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Mm. We are always overtraining. We're always overthinking. We're always trying to make it perfect. You know, get out there as quickly as possible. Friends of mine that are starting businesses or thinking about ideas, like, is this right? Is it good enough? And, you know, I need another 6 months to like make this perfect. And I'm just like, stop it.
Just
stop it.
Yeah.
Like, get out there. There's nothing better than having real market feedback, real people touching it, real people giving you inner feedback about what they think about it. And that's actually the fastest way to iterate on.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.